10-minute break for you to get with the people that are brand new watching this for the first time and get them your website and help them get their app downloaded on their page and stuff like that. For those of you that didn't have a guest on this, you got a 10-minute break to run, hit the little boys' room or the little girls' room. For the rest of you that are starting to doze off, you got 10 minutes to run, get your Mountain Dew or your coffee or whatever stimulant you need to keep jacked up, because it's going to start coming fast. We've got not only some recognition coming up and some stories. Oh, my gosh. You've got to hear these stories. Do you realize that in just the last 4 or 5 months, I brought on 2 people. One of them earned her $50,000 ring her first 4 months in the business. Would you like to hear from her? She's coming up in just a little bit. Got another gentleman that just picked up a $16,000 bonus check 4th month in the business on top of what he's already making, knocking on the door of $50,000. Again, you're going to start hearing from some of these people. So we got some recognition. We got some things from corporate that you need to know about, promotions going on right now. And then we've got some insane training from some of the top leaders in the region. And then we're going to finish it off with a special thing that I've got for you that you're not going to want to miss. So if you have people on your team that for some reason or other didn't make it to this first part, you got a few minutes to text them. Grab your phone, text them, email them, get them the link, allow them to get on here. It's in your best interest to do that. Because if you don't do that, I promise you that when we're done today, you're going to be going, why didn't I work harder to get a few of my teammates on here? Why didn't I promote this a little bit better? I can't believe I missed out on that opportunity to have them hear that information. So thank you, each and every one of you, for joining us on this presentation. 10 minutes, top of the hour. We'll be back here. We'll see you then. I'll throw the webinar back.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm actually looking at my screen and it says time is up. So if you did not get done what you needed to get done, well, oh well. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, wasn't that a fantastic presentation by Mr. Dave Hall? I mean, I want to go out and buy another plan myself, but fortunately or unfortunately, however you want to look at it, Legal Show only allows us to buy one plan and to join one time. So we're going to now begin the rest of the day with some fantastic training from our 3 top leaders here in Legal Shield. And we're going to start with recognition. And I get a chance to bring back to the front of the room or the front of your computer screen our $200,000 ring earner millionaire club member, Mr. Dave Hall. And he's joined by our regional director of the great state of Colorado, Mr. Chris Ward. Gentlemen, the call is back to you. Take us home.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hopper. I appreciate that. And let me put up just a little bit of information about Mr. Chris Ward, and we'll be introducing him shortly. And apologize, my kids are banging on my office door trying to get my attention. There is a benefit from working from home, but there are also drawbacks. Your kids want you to go out and do stuff with them in the middle of Saturday, and I'm like, I cannot do this while I'm working, guys. But this is a huge honor to have this regional event. I cannot believe, you look at the numbers, you know, over 90 people were on the business briefing, and a lot of people are texting like, hey, I got guests, I got new associates, thank you so much and stuff. It's exciting to see what's going on. We're going to jump into a little bit of recognition right now, one of my favorite parts of Super Saturday, and there are some amazing stories that you're going to get to hear from during this recognition. So with no further ado, I'm going to turn it over to the regional director for the state of Colorado, our good friend, Mr. Chris Ward. All right, Chris, it's yours. The show is yours.
Unmute. There we go. Let's try that one. They said, I saw a meme the other day that said that the number one quote for 2020 is going to be, can you hear me? So I love recognition portion, because my background, for those of you that don't know me, I was U.S. Army for 11 years prior to getting started as a business owner. And there's one of the things that I could tell you about soldiers is we absolutely love being recognized. And you always hear about it, you know, children cry for it, men and women die for it. And the one thing I love about the recognition in Legal Shield is you do not have to get shot to be recognized in Legal Shield. You know, you get a Purple Heart in the U.S. Army. That means you were injured during a time of war. And so fortunately, we don't have that here. There's not those kinds of injuries. The only thing, your ego might get bruised a little bit. But there's some incredible things happening all across Legal Shield. We want to recognize everybody at every level. And so I wanted to recognize, we were just going to talk about the top recruiter in the region, but I just wanted to go out and share with you the top recruiters for July 2020. So you see Evan Westenskow out of Colorado. We had a three-way tie in the state of Nevada. Richmond Asmoah, William P. Lee II, Kelly and Cheryl, and Rich Katz in Nevada, and then R.J. Parker for the state of Utah. So congratulations to all of you top recruiters out there building your business month after month. And then the Utah one didn't show up on here. My bad. But we'll find that out here quickly for some reason. That's what happens when I don't save. But top producers, I'll get back with you on the Utah one, but I had Kyle Sprague from Nevada, Mindy Rogers from the great state of Colorado. Oh, that's right. Nicole Romali, who we're going to recognize again later. That's why I hit hers, is because she was the top producer in the entire region. So congratulations, Nicole. And I think you're going to see the aftermath of her team building acumen. And so everybody at all levels, if you've rank advanced in the last 30 days, whether you've gone from associate to senior associate to manager, manager to senior manager, give yourselves a big round of applause. Congratulate you on your dedication to moving up through the ranks. I always say I love to get paid more for the same amount of work, you know, and so, and that's what your commitment. So that's why it incumbent upon you to move through those ranks very quickly. And I think Mr. Hall did a great job talking about how to move through those first few ranks. Then congratulations first to all associates. If you wrote any business in the month of July or already in the month of August, you're a part of our mad streak, what's considered making a difference. And because I believe that it's critical for all of us to at least protect one life a month or one family a month, you're now in the mad streak. And folks, for those of you that don't know that are Mad Streak qualified over 3 months consecutively, you're going to start being put in a raffle drawing. And I have seen people win incredible prizes from the corporate office. People that didn't even know they were in a contest earned things like a free iPad, free LS Advantage for 12 months. I've even seen a free trip to one of our corporate all expense paid trips for two just because they were in Mad Streak. And so definitely, you know, the very bare minimum is you should be protecting another individual, family member, or business once a month. All you have to do is write any business, and you're already qualified in the Mad Streak. Our Performance Club qualifiers, you know, we don't like to differentiate, but we do have two different tiers of it. We have PC and PC Pro. And so PC is 90 Performance Club points and one new associate, or 180 Performance Club points and one new associate. And you're a Performance Club qualified. And so, you know, I want to go ahead and go through, and we're going to recognize state by state everybody who is Performance Club qualified for the month of July. I hope everybody doing that. When you look at the Performance Club qualifications, oh, we got somebody who's unmuted. Check your mute. There you go. Thank you very much. Really quick before I go on to the ringers, folks, there's And when you look at the people that have been like, look at, did you see Dave Hall, 228th Performance Club qualified, network vice president for the Southwest region. You got C.A. Murph, Nevada, 220 months, Performance Club qualified, state, the regional director for the state of Nevada. Myself, 117 months, Performance Club qualified, state director for the state of Colorado. Ryan Ellison, 99 months, Performance Club qualified, state director for Utah. Folks, that's what a sign is that we have just maintained, we just stuck around longer than everybody else and remained consistent in our productivity. I can assure you Dave Hall makes enough money that he doesn't have to rely on Performance Club, but he's leading by example. And so these numbers for Performance Club should be the entire recognition portion, should just be nothing but scrolling names through hundreds of associates in Performance Club. And to me, it's the greatest, I think the greatest way to take the temperature of your business and see the health is not only or how long have you been in Performance Club, but how many people in your organization have been in Performance Club. And so we look forward to seeing each and every one of your names recognized in Performance Club next month. Now, I want to go on to ring earners. We have a congratulations first to all of our ring earners in the Southwest region. Appreciate you all. These are individuals that have made anywhere between $50,000 to over $1 million in a 12-month period of time. And I want to open it back up to Mr. Dave Hall to recognize our brand new $50,000 ring earner, Nicole Remily.
Awesome. This is such a cool story. I love Nicole's story. Not only is she a $50,000 ring earner, ladies and gentlemen, she's only been working this business like 4 months. Like first 4 months in the business. And Mr. Ward mentioned she was the top networking producer in the entire region. Ladies and gentlemen, she was the top network producing associate in the entire freaking company. Okay, so not just the region. And people say, oh, coronavirus, I can't work. Tell that to Nicole. $50,000. Miss Remily, are you on the moderation? Here, I'll unmute you. There you might need to unmute yourself, Nicole. There you go. Nicole, would you take a few minutes and just real quickly share your story, your background, and what Legal Shield means to you?
Hi, so I am a stay-at-home mom of a three-year-old. And that's what Legal Shield really means to me. It allows me to be able to stay at home with him and, you know, not have to work eight to five job and, you know, be free to do what I want to do, and spare time, part-time, you know, just talking other stay-at-home moms, people I meet at the pool, that sort of thing, and just sharing the benefit of the business.
Wonderful. Wonderful. This is, it's so exciting to see the success you and your team is having with Legal Shield. And thank you so much for joining us today on our Super Saturday. And I know that the $100,000 ring is right around the corner. Before 1 year is up, she will easily blow past six figures in this business as a stay-at-home mom. These kind of stories don't grow on trees, guys. Absolutely amazing woman. Thank you, Nicole, for being on here with us. And before we're done with recognition, I need to jump to another incredible story. And that is Mr. RJ Parker. And RJ, I'm going to let you tell your story real quickly. Also, for those of you that don't know, RJ Parker just picked up a $16,000 bonus from the builder bonus, and that $16,000 was for his very first 3 months in the business, like month number 1, 2, and 3. He made good income. In fact, he's not very good at blowing his own horn, so let me just tell you this. His first month in the business, he went executive director. Very first month, executive director. But because of the coronavirus, we weren't doing live events. We were just doing webinars. And so his second month, he'd never been to a briefing, and he stayed executive director and went bronze exec because Nicole's on his team. That ain't a bad person to find on your team. But during his third month in the business, we, for a temporary period, decided to go back to live events. And he showed up to the very first business briefing. He'd already been executive director for 3 months in a row. He showed up and they wanted him to be the guest presenter at the first business briefing he ever attended in his life. He was the featured speaker. That's how fast his team has been growing. Mr. RJ Parker, could you share with us a little bit about your story, your background, and what Legal Shield means to you?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I would absolutely love to. And it's hilarious. I don't really know what else I can say after Dave toots my own horn for me. Like he said, I don't do that a whole often because, you know, I've just been so blessed to be a part of something as amazing as Legal Shield. I mean, when I heard about Legal Shield, I was about, I don't know, like 2-3 weeks away from getting married. And COVID kind of destroyed all the opportunities for me. And I could have probably gone out and found something, but everything I had set up fell through. And I was kind of getting anxious because I was like, okay, I'm about to get married. I really want to support my wife and give her everything that she wants. I really want to be that kind of a person for her. And so I was just wondering, what am I going to do? And COVID, a lot of jobs weren't hiring. And Mr. Dave Hall, who's actually now my father-in-law, who he hasn't mentioned that yet, but he came to me and he said, listen, I know things went south for you and I want to tell you what I'm doing. And if you're interested, then I'd love to help you. And I think you could be really successful at this. And I said, okay, let me hear it. I heard about it and I said, well, I'd be dumb not to try this. Like, this sounds amazing. I'm going to do it. And like he said, it just blew up. And in my first 3 months, I went executive director, bronze exec. And it's been the most amazing experience because I didn't do anything special. All I did was follow the simple system that Dave taught me. And all I did was go out and find 3 people. And then I helped them do the same thing and help them do that. And it just took off. It was a domino effect and it's changed my life. Like Dave said, my wife and I, we picked up a really great bonus, and that's not even talking about the income we've made. And it's honestly changed my life that now I can go out and do other things as well, because Legal Shield can be from anywhere. It's not an hourly job and it gives me financial freedom, time freedom. And yeah, it's been an amazing experience. So I'm just going to go for that $50,000 ring by the end of the year now.
Wonderful. Yeah, he's not too far from the $50,000 ring. You don't need to wait until the end of the year, RJ. Next 2 months, you can get that. Now, here's another thing that a lot of people don't know. By the way, RJ went and ran a half marathon this morning before Super Saturday. So for all of you that, hey, you know, I don't have enough time and stuff, the guy goes out and runs marathons in the morning and then comes back and works. Okay, so I mean, he obviously didn't learn that part of the business from me at all, but I can hear it right now. I'm sure there's some people out there going, oh, well, of course, RJ, you know, did all these wonderful things. He's Dave Hall's son-in-law. Dave Hall probably like built it for him. RJ, I want you to tell everybody, because I know the truth and you know the truth. How many people have I recruited that I've put on your team?
Absolutely none.
Zero. Every single recruit he has gone and found on his own. Now, have I helped with three-way phone calls and PBRs and PCCs and webinars and stuff? Absolutely. But everything he has done, he has earned himself. And I help everyone on my team that's willing to go out there and work. RJ's just been, you know, because we work so closely together, being related and stuff has worked out really well. But anyone, you look at these other stories, guys, there's people that you'll see in Legal Shield. They've already gone over $300,000 in income their first year in the business, right now being recognized on the leadership show and stuff like that. So it's possible. It's awesome to see the growth that's happening right now. So with that said, I'm going to throw it back to the incredible Mr. Chris Ward for finishing out our recognition. Back to you, Mr. Ward.
Thank you very much. Great job. Love hearing those stories. That's absolutely incredible. So I know we heard that also. I remember from, Hoffman, Bria Hoffman was talking about that too, that her parents, you know, they didn't help as much as everybody would like to have thought, or probably as much as she would have wanted. So it's amazing, those stories of people just, you know, you can do it. You can do it. But anyway, also let you all know, if you weren't aware, after, just like Mr. Hall is, once somebody generates over $1 million throughout their tenure with Legal Shield, they're welcomed into the millionaire club. And I think now we have well over 250 millionaire club members as a part of Legal Shield. And folks, we're still at only a 2% market penetration, which blows my mind. Because, I mean, think if we even went to 5%, how many millionaire club members? The only thing you have to ask yourself is, do you want to be in this club, right? And I think everybody that's at least dedicating their Saturday to being here to learn from all these giants says yes. So we couldn't run this marketplace. I mean, for each of us, you know, we're the regional directors for each of the three states. We have the SMBP running those. But we even have to break it down. And we used to have regional managers, which we broke down now into just certified meeting coordinators. And so we couldn't run events. If it wasn't for them, I know a lot of them are still running Zoom webinars while we're not in live events. I know some people are just really clawing at getting back into doing live events. I know I am just talking about running luncheons and such. So I want to recognize Randall Cotner from Utah, one of the certified meeting coordinators there. Out in Colorado, we have quite a bit because each of our events has two people running an event. It's much more fun to run an event with a partner. Out of Denver, Jeff Cragg, Mr. Patrick McBride, Aaron Reed. Out of the Loveland Fort Collins area, we have Danny Godin, Lisa Melville. Out of Colorado Springs, Lou Morales and Andrea Wacker. And out in Grand Junction, a little bit closer to Nevada and Utah, we have Mr. Ron Rayberg. And then out in Las Vegas, we have Charles and Liz Hopper. So congratulations to all the certified meeting coordinators. But even beyond that, I want to talk about also our volunteers, people that when we were running live events, people that are still keeping the home fires lit while we're taking a break from live events, because these are the people that are still helping. You know, Aramitra, who's running the technology in the background, help set up some of the presentation slides. You know, we couldn't do it without all the volunteers. So if you're a volunteer in this market or another market, you know, give yourselves a round of applause. We couldn't build Legal Shield if it wasn't for all the volunteers all across North America. So much appreciation to you. And so that concludes our recognition portion. I'm going to go back out to millionaire club member, Mr. Dave Hall.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ward. Appreciate that. And now we get to jump into some of the information that corporate has sent to us. So let me pull up those slides real quick so that we can go through that information. We're going to talk about some of the things going on right now. And we'll start off with a video from our servant CEO, Mr. Jeff
Bell. Hey, Legal Shield family. This is your servant CEO, Jeff Bell, and I'm so pleased to join you today on this National Super Saturday, this Super Sabado, just wanting to share with you some great news, but also because of the serious times that we live in. We have great momentum. We have great momentum because our time is now. Right now, we know that our services are needed by people. People that are doing well, but people also who are struggling. We know that this global pandemic has wrought havoc on small businesses and households throughout the United States and Canada and the United Kingdom. And we are there to protect and empower. We also know that in face of social injustice, something that unfortunately we're all too aware of and something that we fight against each and every day, but with the death of George Floyd and with a focus upon appropriate justice for all people, what we do has been elevated in a way that has benefited all of our businesses, but also those that take advantage of our services and join us as teammates, as associates. But my friends, I have heard from you, not one, but many, saying we need to raise our awareness even more in the face of the coronavirus crisis, in the face of social injustice. More people need to hear about Legal Shield. Yes, word of mouth is still the foundation of what we do, but how can we do more as a company and as a family to raise the awareness of the fact that Legal Shield is here and Legal Shield is ready to help everyone live free and worry less? Well, the answer to that is that, as I mentioned before in our last National Super Saturday, we're going to begin to invest in you, in you and the fact that working with an independent marketing and sales associate is the best way to really understand the power of the Legal Shield and the power of the ID Shield memberships. Obviously, along the way, some people will also be curious about what you as an associate do and may wish to join your team. But the fundamental point is that we have the opportunity to raise our voice, to talk about the independent marketing and sales associate. And the video that I showed you just a couple of months ago, we've made into three versions. One featuring April Hurst, one with Danny Gonzalez, and also one with Josh Lockhart. So those three versions, we now are going to begin spending some money to make sure that more people see them. On the places where people are now viewing content, on YouTube, on Facebook, and other platforms where we can promote the videos of why work with an independent marketing and sales associate and begin to raise the awareness of Legal Shield. Moreover, now we're beginning to plan a campaign that will really launch in October that you might call a brand campaign, an awareness campaign. How do we get more people to see the fact that there's a message out there that needs to be heard, one that needs to be shared, and it's that Legal Shield fights for the right, Legal Shield fights for the just. Legal Shield is there for every person, every business, to be able to protect and empower them, to give them equal access to the liberty, the equality, the opportunity, and the justice that every human deserves. With that, we're going to be beginning a campaign that will be appearing on television, be appearing potentially on radio, just to raise the awareness of the Legal Shield brand and name. And as I mentioned before, the answer is why? Yes, the answer is to make sure that when people hear from you, that you are an associate with Legal Shield, rather than saying, what's that? They say, oh, I just saw that. Making it easier for you to connect with more people, to touch more lives, to build your business stronger and stronger each day. Today, what I'd like to do is show you really a concept reel. It's a minute and 40 seconds. It's not a television commercial, but it's something that gives you the feel for the tone that we wish to bring forward with this campaign. We look forward to your feedback. We look forward to your support. But most importantly, all of the tools that I've talked about today, working with an independent associate, the versions that I just mentioned, as well as versions of our future creative, all of those things are going to be tools that are available in Prospect by Legal Shield. And I want you to know that there are tools that you're meant to build your business, to get more members, to recruit and produce, to gain more teammates each and every day. So thank you, because we are succeeding. Thank you, because the time is now, the momentum is building. And thank you for what you've done, but also what you're about to do. Use everything that we are preparing to recruit now and every day, to produce now and every day, as we want to build Legal Shield into a brand of pride and of confidence, and one that people say, something's going on with Legal Shield, I want to know about it. And that's when you help them with our services and inform them with our opportunity. I hope you enjoy this video. More to come in the future. By the way, remember to lead that change. Remember to lead that change, because it starts with you and it extends to everyone that you meet. The things that we're doing in this campaign are just to raise the awareness so that you can help fight for love triumphing over hate, justice over abuse, equality over discrimination, unity over division, freedom over subjugation, and yes, opportunity over despair. My friends, together we go higher. Together we will lead that change.
What this world really needs are more lawyers, said no one ever. In fact, if a lawyer were writing this, it would kind of sound like here to, here and after, therefore within. It probably cost more than your first car on the way out the door. It's true. In the old days, lawyers actually got paid by the letter. No wonder it's so confusing and expensive. But the reality is, at some point, you'll need a lawyer. Because look, in life, you're going to step in it. It's not if, it's when. Yes, life always has a way of throwing you a, here you go, deal with it, usually when you least want it. So when it happens, you can play by their rules or you can play by your rules. With Legal Shield, you can outsmart what life throws at you, because Legal Shield is a better way to lawyer, a better way to get the coverage you and your family deserve. Made easy. $24.95 a month gets you 24/7 access to not just a lawyer, but a team of lawyers, seasoned, experienced lawyers at local firms working for you. Got a speeding ticket? You'll need a lawyer. Neighbor or landlord trying to sue you? You'll need a lawyer. Divorce? You're gonna need a lawyer. So before you get a big fat bill from Joe hearing for after with to, get Legal Shield. Think of it as getting shielded and getting on the right side of the law. $24.95 won't even cover a coffee at a big law firm. It might get you away from a lawyer, but the hello, how are you? That'll be extra. And really, don't think of it as $24.95. Think of it as peace of mind. So go ahead and lawyer up with a better way. Legal Shield. Shield yourself.
That was pretty darn cool. We also now have a quick video from our Vice President for Network Marketing, Mr. Don Thompson.
Well, I just want to thank our CEO, Jeff Bell, for kicking off our Super Saturday in a big way. You know, how exciting is it to really raise our brand awareness? I mean, I would be using that to recruit new associates, to talk about the opportunity. Now is our time. It's our time in the field to share the good news of Legal Shield as a membership and the opportunity, and have Legal Shield come in behind and pour all these resources into helping you raise that brand. This is going to be an exciting time. The next few months are going to be absolutely phenomenal. What a great time to be part of this amazing company. And I have the opportunity today to also share some other great news with you. And that is, we're going to talk about our leadership convention coming up in October. Now, the content, as we are developing the content behind this leadership convention, I am so excited about it, because I know that as you raise your leadership lid, that you also raise your ability to hit that next ring level, to hit executive director, to go to that next distance. That's why the leadership convention is different than the international convention. It's not the international convention 2.0. It is a separate convention that's focused 100% on your leadership development. And there's nothing more critical to your success than developing as a leader. When people ask me, what is causing the huge spike in recruiting and premium and everything that's going on in Legal Shield right now in the field, I say it boils down to one thing. We are developing leaders at a faster pace than we ever have before. All of this growth is coming from new leaders that are out there developing new leaders. And so we want to pour into you with this leadership convention and teach you more fundamental skills on leadership development. Now, to do that, today we're going to make a big announcement that we're going to be having a virtual leadership convention in October. Now, of course, we had hoped, as when we planned this event, to be able to meet with you in person in Charlotte, North Carolina. But because of the circumstances that we all understand, we want to make sure that we have an amazing event and that we also keep you all safe. And so we're going to have a leadership convention that's going to be done virtually at the exact same time, the same weekend that it's been planned for, the weekend of October the 9th and 10th. But we're going to bring this to you virtually, and it gives you the ability to get together with your own team. Maybe have a few team members. You can put your masks on, but you can social distance, but maybe having a few people at your home to watch it together and really learn together and become the leaders that you need to be to go to that next level. And so today we're making that announcement that the leadership convention in October will be done virtually. But here's what I'm going to tell you. We did the international convention virtually in April of 2020. Now, for those of you that are new and you weren't part of that event, I've got to tell you what happened, because we were one of the first companies. We may have been the first company to have pivoted from a live international convention in April in a few weeks to a completely virtual live streamed event. And we had over 10,000 people watch that event. It was one of the most successful events that we've ever had in the history of Legal Shield. And as a matter of fact, when you look at the growth pattern, as soon as we had that event, recruiting and production went straight up and to the right. It had that kind of an impact. So we know that we can have a tremendous impact with a live streamed event, a tremendous impact with a virtual event, because more people have the opportunity than ever before to participate in this live event. In July, by the way, we had a North American Super Saturday, also done through live stream with tremendous results. As a matter of fact, we had more people watch that live stream on July 11th than even attended the international convention, which makes sense because we recruited over 12,000 people between those two 90-day timeframes. And now recruiting continues to be at an extremely high level, and we expect this event, this leadership convention, to be the biggest event in Legal Shield history. By bringing it to you live stream, we expect more people than ever before in the history of this company to be watching. Why not go for 15,000? What about 20,000? We can do it. We've been adding that many new associates to the team, and it's just a matter of let's get everyone registered for this event. So if you're registered for the leadership convention, congratulations, you're registered, and you're gonna have an amazing time. And if you're not, now's the time to get registered. And if you have bundle tickets, now's the time to assign those bundle tickets, because we're here to also tell you that we're also announcing our 2021 International Convention in St. Louis, Missouri, in April of 2021. And I truly believe this will be the largest live event that we've ever had in the company's history, because we have so much momentum as we go to St. Louis in April of 2021. I can't wait to see people then and to really be able to come together as a family. Looking forward to that. And we're going to build right into the leadership convention, right into our international convention in 2021. But I'm also here to tell you that anyone that's registered for the leadership convention is going to get a special offer to attend St. Louis. Only an offer for you. So make sure that you get registered today so that you can save a lot of money on registering for the international convention and get a big reduced price. I'm talking about over $50 less than what other associates will be able to register for St. Louis for. You'll be able to do it because you're registered for the leadership convention. So let's get excited. We're 2 months away from the leadership convention with Legal Shield. Make sure you're registered, make sure your team's registered, and let's have a plan for you and your team. So how do you watch this together? How do you share together? How do you learn together? And most importantly, how do you grow together through the leadership convention? Hey, Legal Shield family, Darnell Self, and this is an exciting time for us for so many reasons. Listen, first of all, whoever thought that this season would be happening? Like, no one thought 2020 would look like this. Secondarily, whoever thought because this is happening, so many people will be looking for us? See, people are looking, they don't even really know they're looking for us. We just happen to be the best out here. And this is why what Jeff Bell talked about is so important. Warming up the market, softening the market. So when you say Legal Shield, man, I've heard of that somewhere. Oh my gosh, you've got to take a look. Have you seen the video? No, I haven't. If I sent it, would you watch it? See, it just gives you more reason to step in with enthusiasm, with excitement. Like, you heard? Oh my gosh, have you seen? No, I just think I heard. It's powerful. And so look, people are looking for something real, like a real company. We just celebrate our 48th birthday as a company with real services. I don't think I need to explain why people need our two products. We add real value to real people, and we get paid real money. I mean, so people are looking for that. It's just, we just exist. People don't know we exist. So it's just up to us to find the people who are looking. Not fix the people that we find, but find the people who want to be fixed. We're like, look, I want more. I want more time, more money. I want to give more. This is why this is so important. And then once they're in, we get to develop them to increase these skills where they now can attract more. This is important because Don Thompson talked about our leadership conference. Like the last time we did a live stream, we have, 10,000 viewers? Now we have an opportunity to have 20,000 viewers? This is going to be great. 20,000 people can check it out. Why? Because people are more available now. That's why we're growing as a company. People are more available. Before they said, you know, I've been getting a babysitter to go to Fast Start. No, you don't. It's right online. Not anymore. Before they said, you know, I got to take some time off from my job to try to make it to the Fast Start. Not anymore. So more people are getting trained. So more people have the potential to become successful. More people are becoming successful because we know folks who go to the training have more success than those who don't. Isn't this great? Whoever thought this was going to be our plight? What a great fight in 2020, for the most part, right? So look, think about this. So we have this leadership event coming up. And, you know, our Charlotte leadership event, which is going to be now on live stream. And I'm more excited because I can get even more people there. I mean, yes, I wanted to see you all. It's nothing like personal engagement. But since we got to do it this way, since we have to pivot, man, let's make the best of it. Let's get more people who wouldn't have been able to come before in front of this information. And I'm telling you, it's the difference between those who are leaders who attract followers and those who have developed other leaders. It's that leadership gap that separates those who win massively and those who just win. Because you can win in legal shield, you all know that. You know, you make a few $1,000, you know, you change some lives. That's nice. But then there's those who win massively. What's the difference? What's the gap? So you got the average leader who attracts followers. Right? And why? Because they treat everybody the same. And if they don't even know, they only know what they know. I get it. And then you have those leaders who develop other leaders. And they don't treat everybody the same. They treat individuals differently because they're individuals. But that's a learned skill. This is what we're teaching, guys. We're teaching how to become better. And it's not just me, right? I'm just one person. And I'm flawed like everybody else. But when we bring all these flawed people together who have strengths in different areas, amazing things happen. So that's why I'm getting all my team. Hey, look, you got to get ready. You got, now that we're starting to really push hard for Charlotte, the live stream for the leadership event, we are getting everybody there. Everybody. Why? Because, again, great leaders are different from those who just lead. It's a there is a difference. Some nuances. For an example, let's give you one more example. A leader who attracts followers, they shine a light on weaknesses. They talk about the person's weakness. I can't believe that person didn't do this. I can't believe that person failed to do that. But a leader who develops other leaders finds the strengths to highlight, to shine a light on. And you hear it, right? People say, oh my gosh, let me tell you about this person. So they always talk highly about the strength because we all have weaknesses. People can talk about our weaknesses all day long, but those who develop leaders choose to talk about the strengths that others have. That's how you start to develop other leaders because you get to help them to identify the thing that helps them to become the strong link in this chain that we have. Amazing things happen when everyone finds their strength and it's highlighted. Otherwise, people feel beat down even as a leader because everyone's talking about their weakness. We all have weaknesses. But there's a difference between great leaders who develop other leaders and leaders who just attract followers. Listen, we want you to become the best you, the whole you. And when other things outside of Legal Shield are suffering, Legal Shield seems to suffer too. But we can help you to become the complete you, the you that's growing by 1% better every single day. Man, amazing things that happen. So let's go out and keep doing what we've been doing. Helping people to win, empowering people with our services. And now that the company's helping us to warm up the market, to soften the market with our brand, and we're all going to have as many people as we can in front of this event, this live stream event, man, the bet is fourth quarter, the end of 2020, going into 2021, it's about to be crazy. So I'm excited for you all. I really am. Listen, let's go win big. I appreciate you guys because each of us needs all of us and all of us needs each of us. We're one big team. Together, we do achieve more, right? Team together, everyone achieves more in case you missed that. And I look forward to seeing you all real soon. God bless. Take care. Have an amazing day.
Wow. I don't know about you guys, man, but I get jacked up every time Mr. Self talks. I mean, he's just so inspirational. I got goosebumps right now. Goosebumps just thinking about what's coming in our future. If you hang in here with us, what's happening in our future? Let's talk a little bit more about how every associate out there makes a difference. And that's just about getting fired up. Now, fired up is almost over. It ends the 16th. But here's what happens if you choose to do this today. You can go do it today if you want to. If you get $60 in premium with one new associate, you get a $100 bonus on top of your Performance Club bonus. So not that hard to do. Not that hard at all. If you go out and write $120 in premium with one new associate, you get a $200 bonus. But if you write $240 in new premium and two new associates this month, you're going to get a $300 bonus on top of what you already got in Performance Club. So before this day is over, if you have zero premium written right now, You can do it. I've watched people do it numerous times. Do a private business reception with their upline. Get three or four people on that call. Get them signed up. Get going. They pick up that bonus. Again, and that's on top of what you're already going to get paid. Now, I already qualified for the Maya, the Riviera Maya trip. It was supposed to be in the middle of the summer. Now they moved it to January. But some of you weren't even in the company. You didn't have a chance to earn this trip. Now you get a chance to go here. Over 20 of these vacations, and I'm telling you, once you go, you never want to miss them. There is a second chance for those of you that didn't qualify the first time around. Again, this is going to be January 3rd through the 7th. The top 20 network associates are going to get a go. That's production July through September, and that's your total network Power Team organizational premium times Power Team recruits times organizational retention. If you already qualified for the trip, I know a lot of you on this webinar already did, then you can just get an upgrade or you can give it away to somebody else on your team. You could win a second one and just give it away. So you might want to be working really hard to catch the eye of your upline, see if they notice you. Get out there and work really, really hard to do that. Let's talk a little bit about the Fast Start program. Again, they need to attend within their first 20 days and advance to senior associate. And the way you do that, you go out there and market $100 in premium with one recruit or $180 in total premium with no recruits. You do that, then you get the bonus and your sponsor gets a bonus. If you want to go manager in your first 45 days, you and your team combined need a total of $400 in premium, and you now need three associates on your front line, or just you can write $400 by yourself with in premium. Now, you would then get a $750 bonus if you do that in your first 45 days, and then $500 matching bonus goes to your sponsor. Again, you must attend that Fast Start training class within your first 45 days in the business. But now we've added a new bonus on top of that one, and that's our senior manager bonus. And how that works is, again, $1,350 in organizational premium with three associates on your front line, or you go out and personally market $1,350 in premium. But now you get a $750 bonus, and we're going to give a $500 matching bonus to your sponsor because there's a high probability they played a pretty integral part in helping you get to that level. Now, business builders, oh my gosh, this has been so much fun. That $16,000 that Mr. RJ Parker picked up, this is where he got that bonus. What we do is you have to be senior director or above July, August, and September to participate in that. So for those of you that are not, you're gonna wanna work really hard to get that. But then we're gonna take your Power Team premium from that 3 month period, and we're going to match it in the form of a bonus check. If you're an executive director, again, you're gonna get 50% of that Power Team premium each month. Now, if you have over 20, that's if you did double digits, so 10 or more. But now if you have 20 or more, before you got 50% of your bonus, now you're going to get 100% of your matching bonus if you're an executive director and you have 20 or more recruits each and every month. So let me give you some examples here. Let's say that you have 10 recruits in July, August, and September. And that month, your team did 1,500 in premium each month. $1,500. You can see, you guys, you see this extra money here on the right? That's bonus money on top of what you were already making. And you're making really good overrides when you have team producing this much recruits and premium. But look what happens when you go executive director and you get 20 recruits. And look at the premium that happens. Because obviously, if you're getting 10 recruits, you're going to have a certain amount of premium. But if you have 20 recruits, you're obviously going to have a lot more premium. But now look at this bonus that you're getting. You guys, that's a substantial bonus. And again, these numbers can be whatever you want. There are people that just picked up bonus checks over $100,000. This is a hypothetical example. It is very, very small. I mean, $7,000 is not something to, you know, laugh at, but it can get a lot bigger if you play with the multiplier. If during those 3 months you have 75 total recruits. So again, if you have 20 over 3 months, that'd be 20, 40, 60. If you stretch just a little bit more, get 75 over the course of 3 months, then we 2X your bonus. But if you have 200 plus recruits, over the course of those 3 months, we 3X your bonus. So again, you must maintain senior director or executive director all 3 months. You have to have double digit recruiting all 3 months, must have Legal Shield Advantage and be in Performance Club. Now, PC for life. When you get in Performance Club, you not only get an amazing bonus, but you get a bonus on everyone on your team that's in Performance Club also. Check this out. You get a new person in and they're in Performance Club months 2 through 24. You're going to get $50 if they're the sponsor. If you're the upline senior director, $63. If you're the upline executive director, $75. If you're the upline platinum, $75. If you're all of those, add all of them together. But what if they got in PC Pro? You sponsor someone, their second year in the business, they're in PC Pro. So like I brought in Mr. RJ Parker. I know he's going to be in Performance Club Pro. So check this out. I'm going to be his sponsor, so I'll get $100. I'm going to be his upline senior director. I'll get another $125. I'm going to be his upline executive director. I'm going to get another $150. And I'm going to be his upline platinum. I get all of those together. What is that? $300, $400, $525. I will get $525 every single month, months 2 through 24. Because I sponsored him and helped him and taught him how to do this business. What if you had 3 of those people, 5 of those people, 10 of those people? Is there any limit to how many people you're allowed to get in and get in Performance Club? No. You see how this could easily, this part right here could help give you a 6-figure income just by getting a few people into Performance Club. And then we get into the Dream Builder income. So this is for the platinums in the company. You qualify 5 consecutive years as a platinum, company's going to pay you collectively $1.5 million. So your first 12 months as a platinum executive director, we're going to give you $100,000 bonus. You do it another 12 months, 24th month, $200,000 bonus. Do it in the third year, $300,000. Fourth year, $400,000. And on your fifth year, we're going to pay out the last $500,000. Add that up collectively. That's $1.5 million on top of what you were making as a platinum. Do you realize I'm only aware of one platinum in the entire company making under $500,000 a year? Now think about that. You're already making over $500,000 a year and they give you another $1.5 million. Is there anyone on this webinar that an extra $1.5 million just wouldn't set you up for life? Would your house be paid off? Would you have money in investments? Would you have residual streaming income from those investments that would say, I don't have to work another friggin' day in my life if I want to, with an extra $1.5 million on top of the $500,000 you're making because you helped a good team get out there and grow this business. That just gets me so excited. Now, you need to hit executive director by December of this year. There are people that went out and hit platinum executive director in a few months. So, again, you're always one match away from a forest fire. Let's just get out there. Stay consecutive for 5 years to receive all the bonuses out there. And with that said, my part of the corporate announcements is done. I get to throw it back to our good friend, Mr. Chris Ward.
You're muted, Mr. Ward.
You can't read my lips?
No, but we can now. We can hear you now.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. It's so amazing how many times you can do this and still mess it up. All right. But the really quick, I just wanted to go back and talk about the Super Saturday, or I'm sorry, the conventions, because give a little bit of a testimony to what I went through when I got started. So I got started back in 2007. And I was already working full time. Essentially, I run my own business. I started a video production company and jazz record label. 7 days a week I was working. I mean, it sounded really sexy in what I was doing, but I was in the office by 8 a.m. And sometimes, because we used our recording studio as an event venue, I might not get home till 1, 2, or 3 in the morning because we'd run events in the evening to supplement our income. So whenever I was invited in to take a look at the Legal Shield opportunity, truth be told, I was dragged in there blindly. I had no idea. The gentleman that was actually a collaborator with our recording studio said, hey, I'd love for you to come take a look at a business. And that was all he said. And I'll buy you dinner. And I was like, oh, free dinner? Absolutely. All right. So he took me in and he didn't even set me up. I mean, he came by my house and picked me up, but I was wearing t-shirt, shorts, and flip-flops. Got into his car, you know, we drove, you know, it was about 40 minutes to get there. And he had been a hotelier. He and his wife used to own a bed and breakfast. So I just thought he just wanted my, you know, input on buying a business. And so we start driving up to this hotel. It was like a Holiday Inn Express. And immediately I'm thinking, I am not interested in buying a hotel. And so, you know, I immediately was shut off, but it was like, he bought me dinner. Still hadn't told me what we were going to go see. So we walk in the front alley, you know, the front little entryway, and there was a room, one of the conference rooms was right ahead, and it had a prepaid legal services sign on the window. Never heard of prepaid legal services, and I had never been introduced to the home business industry before, so I had no idea what I was walking into. So I walk in, and they had a little, you know, sign-in desk, and, you know, I was the only guest there at the time. And, you know, they're like, hey, you know, we got you in VIP seating, so we're going to put you right up in front and center. I was like, VIP? I was like, I'm dressed like a beach bum. I was like, what are you kidding? I'm not VIP. And it was even awkward because the associate that invited me sat behind me. So I'm on the front row by myself. But when they went through the presentation, I want to make a long story short, how this rolls around a convention was that when I was going through the presentation completely cold, she got to a couple of things. First, in the membership, you know, I'm an activist myself. I'm, you know, I work diligently in the community for everything from supporting the homeless to indigenous people's rights, women's rights, so on and so forth, you know, civil rights. So, you know, I'm very active and have been politically active basically since I left the military. And so whenever they brought up the at the time was the 24/7 emergency access. They hadn't called it Legal Shield yet, but 24/7 emergency access. I said, I was like, I can't imagine what our society would look like if every man, woman, and child had access that in the event of a legal emergency, they could pick up the phone and talk to an attorney. Like, what would our society look like? You know, I think of all the stories out there now of people that have been victimized, had they just had that resource to have been able to call an attorney, we wouldn't even hear of some of these stories. You know, I think of like the story of Sandra Bland, you know, pulled over for, you know, failure to use a turn signal at an intersection, ended up dead, you know, in jail. Had she had 24/7 emergency access, I'm confident we would have never heard the story of Sandra Bland. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. But then we get into the opportunity, and there was two things that piqued my interest, because here I am, I'm already a business owner. So obviously I recognize the benefit of business ownership. But when they started talking about you could build a team as large as you want, nationwide, there's no geographical boundaries. You know, you can make as much income as you want. And the residual income that you'll make off. See, I'd already resurrected a jazz record label because I understood the power of royalties. You know, I understood that getting paid on something that somebody did once for the lifetime of it. So I was getting a percentage of all those albums that we were selling because I owned the record label. And so whenever they said, hey, you're going to get paid on those memberships for the lifetime of the membership, I'm like, leverage and residual income, two concepts completely alien to me at the time. I signed up immediately, right? And you're like, what does that have to do with convention? Right here. Whenever I signed up at the business briefing. As a matter of fact, the executive director had her laptop computer and signed me. Like, she goes, you see yourself as an associate and a member? I said, yes. She breaks out her laptop, and I didn't have anywhere to run because I'd already said yes. She breaks out her laptop, and so I'm sitting there clicking and signing up. And she goes, listen, you know, I know this is short notice, but our convention is taking place in 9 days in Las Vegas. I think, you know, if you really see the income potential in this opportunity, you know, you really should be there. Truth be told, you do not have to sell me on going to Vegas. Like, she could have said, we're going to a clown convention, and I would have gone. So she's like, oh, I was like, oh, we're going to Vegas in 9 days? Absolutely, I'm in. But it wasn't until I was there, because I want to let you all know is that in the meantime, in the backdrop of this, I was waiting on a contract that I was going to go do some, you know, in my military history, I was going to go do some intelligence work over in Iraq. And it would have been a multiple six-figure income starting salary. And I was waiting on this. I went through all the clearance checks and the interviews and everything. I was just waiting for this contract to come through. But it had been over a year, and I was just kind of like, you know, I just kind of brushed it off as if it weren't going to happen. And here's the magic is that I got on there, and when I went to Las Vegas and I went to the convention and I got to hear like Mr. Dave Hall's story, you know, and I heard Mr. Craig Heppner's story, you know, and a lot of the other platinums at the time, I was like blown away because I was thinking, listen, these people are making the kind of income that I want, but the job I would choose would put me in immediate danger, you know, and imminent danger every single day that I was going to be serving on this very elite team over in Iraq. You know, I was going to be a civilian, a contractor, but I said, what kind of lifestyle do you want, Chris? Do you want to be in a position where you're working in the Middle East, potentially putting your own life on the line or having to kill other people? Or would you like to live as happy and healthy and free as all of these six-figure ringers? And so I had to make a decision. And right after I left Las Vegas, I got hired. They accepted me. The contract went through and they said, okay, you're ready to go. We're leaving in 2 weeks for Iraq. And I turned it down. And I said, I may not make the amount of income that I want my first year, but the lifestyle that I'll have years from now will rival what I could expect, because my other friends that work in those capacities are suffering with drug and alcohol abuse. They have no family life. They have very few friends. They're nomadic. They spend all their time around the planet. You know, I've even got one friend that travels to Thailand to be with his girlfriend prostitute every 6 months, you know? And I was just like, and I looked at their lifestyles, and then I was looking at the top income earners over in Legal Shield, and I said, that's the lifestyle I want, are those top Legal Shield associates. And I had not been at that convention and saw what I saw on stage, I probably wouldn't be in Legal Shield today, to be honest. And I haven't missed a big event. I missed one team event because I was in India in 13 years. And so we've never made it easier to attend a convention than we're doing in October, because you don't have to fly there. You don't have to get a hotel. I already booked my flight and got my hotel. So now I'm just got to, luckily I do Southwest, so they're just giving me the credit towards another flight. But now I got to cancel all that business. I was already committed to going whenever they announced it initially, going to Charlotte. that you don't have to pay for food, you don't have to pay for hotel, none of that business. All you have to do is get registered. And like Mr. Thompson said, set up as a team event, invite your team members over to your house and sit around and attend the event virtually. It has not been easier. You have absolutely no excuse to miss our convention in October. And the only reason to do is because you don't take this serious. And the challenge is, I'm preaching to the choir, because the people that don't take this serious aren't on here to even hear it. So that's my 2 cents on going to convention. Now for our training. You're like, wow, finally get to the point. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, we're rocking and rolling right through your arm. I'm super excited. This is something that I've really wanted to do live, was to have the regional training, you know, between Utah and Nevada. And at the time was, you know, Arizona. We used to be part of the region. And, you know, I thought what a great idea it would be to get the whole Southwest, you know, or the mountain region together, if you will, for one big super regional, you know, because I always saw others, you know, areas doing it. And I was like, let's do it out here sometime. And it just never manifested until today. And so I'm going to dive right into what I want to talk about is the one of the things that I learned early on in my business on how to effectively approach and peak interest is through what is called the hemp approach. And I know in Colorado, that definitely means something completely different, but we're not talking about cannabis at all. But first I want to give credit where credit is due. And that's to the person that I learned this from. That's Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jerry Cohen out of the Los Angeles marketplace. He taught me this when I was, I think, senior associate. And, you know, we learned this at a Super Saturday. We sat through, I've done a couple team trainings with him before. And I really ironed this out. And I think when you see it, you know, we all know the Dave Cibula three-step approach. You know, that's, I got something to show you. You may or may not be interested. It'll only take 15 minutes, you know, depending on what tool you're showing them, you know, and you can't get them out of order. The Dave Cibula, you know, three-step approach. I love it because his success, he was a one-trick pony and it made him, he was the number one income earner in Legal Shield, right? On a very simple approach. With this approach, to me, I like it because I can utilize this in all facets of the business opportunity. So I'll share with you a few examples after I go through what HEMP stands for. So HEMP is an acronym. I'm not talking about everybody. We're going to get our prospects stoned. That's not what's going to happen here. But the I'm going to share with you how you can use this in your group division. I'm going to share with you how you can do this in small business. And I'm going to share with you direct sales. And of course, the most important thing, what I think is the networking and team building aspect of our business. So as I mentioned, HEMP is an acronym. So I hope you have some pen and paper out. You're taking notes today. So we're going to go right through this. So HEMP, the H stands for help, right? And I'm going to go through what this talks about. The E means expanding. M is may or may not. And then P is perhaps. So, and I'll fly through a couple of examples right here from our networking division, but it's, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Prospect, would you be willing to help me out? Our company is expanding in your area, or I'll say the area if I'm talking to somebody local. What we offer or what we do, so depending on if you're trying to just sell them a plan, I'll say, what do we offer? If I'm trying to recruit them, I'll say, what we do may or may not be for you, but perhaps you know someone that could benefit from our services, or if I'm recruiting, I'm going to talk about the opportunity. If I send you 2-minute, 42-second video, that's the combination Legal Shield and ID Shield video from our resources, or the 33-minute, 19-second PBO video, would you watch it? And then you wait for them to respond, right? Now, you're like, well, how do you work this into every facet of the business? So if I'm a small business owner, I'm working in my network, you're probably attending some sort of a virtual networking event right now. I apologize if you hear some background noise, is because I had a my internet shut down 5 minutes before Super Saturday. And so I had to move over to my mother's house. And so that's where so she's got family over right now. So if you all hear the background chatter, that's actually my background. So I apologize for that if it's distracting. So if I'm small business working in the network, I don't typically recruit at first. What I always lead is my personal is lead with the membership. Now, if I'm out and just, I run into bartender or waiter, or, you know, run into somebody on a train or something like that, I'll tell them, you know, they'll say, hey, what do you do? I'll say, I'm a recruiter with Legal Shield. And I leave it at that. And they're like, oh, well, what is Legal Shield? I'll be like, hey, you know, that's a great question. You know, and then I'll break out the app and I'll show them what Legal Shield is. All right. Then when I'm talking to somebody, so in the small business, let me go back to the small business plans again. So if I'm in my virtual networking thing, I'll say, listen, Mr. Hall, you know, I'll say, listen, you're a business owner. You're out in Utah. You might be able to help me out. You know, our company is expanding in, you know, Salt Lake City. And, you know, what we offer may or may not be for you personally, but perhaps you know another business owner that could benefit from our services. If I send you a video, would you watch it? Now, if I've already built rapport with Mr. Hall while I'm networking, he's probably going to say, absolutely, you know. And that's how I use in my small business. I also use this in LinkedIn conversations. One caveat, anytime you approach and pique interest, your approach should not be the first words out of your mouth. So the Dave Cibula three-step approach, what did Dave talk about? He talked about complimenting somebody, asking about who they are, finding out, you know, a little bit of information before he leads into the three-step approach. The same way it goes with hemp. You can't cold walk up to somebody and say, you know, can you imagine if I walked up to somebody on the street and say, hey, could you help me out? They're probably going to think that I want money, right? So you got to strike up a conversation with somebody, then bleed this in. If I'm talking to somebody, because in Denver is a major tourist attraction. So if I'm downtown and I hear somebody say, you know, if I'm talking to somebody and they say, oh, well, you know, we're in town visiting from Florida. And I'm going to say, oh, you're in Florida. I'll be like, hey, you know, that's crazy. You might be able to help me out. Our company's actually expanding in Florida. And listen, what we do may or may not be for you personally, but perhaps you know somebody could benefit from our opportunity. If I send you a 33-minute, 19-second video, would you watch it? Now, if I built rapport with that person, they're probably going to say, yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, I always follow it up with scheduling the follow-up. I'll say, listen, when would you have time, in, you know, today or tomorrow, to watch that 33-minute, 19-second video? They'll say, oh, I'll probably be able to, you know, or I'm traveling right now, but I can get back to it on Monday. I said, great. You know, if I call you, you know, is morning, afternoon, or evening better? And they say, evening. I say, oh, great. If I call you about 6 o'clock, would that be a good time? Yeah. So if I call you at 6, that will have given you enough time to watch the 33-minute video. Yes. So now I've gotten three confirmations from them that they're going to watch it, and they go into my prospect and I schedule it in my prospect to follow up with them. So that's how I do two of those. Now in the group division, I might be doing the exact same thing. If I'm talking to a business owner, right? Or maybe I'm talking to an HR director and they'll say, oh, you know, I'm the HR director for such and such company. I'll say, oh, that's amazing. You know, I always congratulate them. You know, I don't dive in and be like, oh, you must hate your job. What is it you don't like about your job? You know, no, you're not. I lead with the membership first, right? Because the people that are like, this is brilliant, I'm going to tell everybody, that's my prospect. So if somebody says, hey, I'm an HR director, I'll be like, oh, you might be able to help me out. You know, our company offers a very comprehensive voluntary employee benefit. What we offer may or may not be for your company, but perhaps you know other HR directors that could benefit from offering this to their employees. If I send you a brief video, would you watch it? And if they'll say, you know, again, if I've developed rapport well enough, then they're going to agree to it. Now, I always joke because I always say the exact amount of time. I never tell somebody, hey, do you have 5 minutes to watch a video and then send them a 33-minute video? So I kind of jokingly tell people, hey, if I send you a 33-minute and 19-second video, will you watch it? Because it's funny that I'm saying specifically how many minutes and how many seconds it's going to take for them to watch that video, you know, because I can't stand it when people are like, hey, check this out really quick. And then they send me like a 1 hour documentary. You know, it's unnerving to me that when people set me up for failure, as far as, or somebody be like, hey, I got a quick call, and then try to drag out the conversation for a half an hour. All right. It's like, what do you construe as a brief call? Or what do you think this short, brief video is going to be? So I let them know exactly how much time it's going to take for them to do that. So utilize the hemp approach, practice it. I use this again on all facets of the business because I love my primary, you know, I love recruiting and team building, but my target membership market are the self-employed. That's who I focus because I think that they have benefits for just business and personal use inside their family. So I've sold six 3490 plans. Yes, folks, I have today recruited two associates and sold $239 in premium. So I'm $1 away from my fired up for PC getting the $300 bonus, which we only have till tomorrow night at midnight. So get her done. If you're already there, at least get PC qualified. If not PC Pro, I went all the way. I said, I want to get two associates, $240 in premium, and I'm $1 away. So if anybody can sell me a $1 plan, I'll buy it from you. Just kidding. But anyway, that's all for me, folks. I'm really honored to work with an individual of this caliber. He was already a leader in Legal Shield when I got started, with almost 20 years in Legal Shield, just a couple years shy of it. But he is my compatriot over in the Nevada marketplace. I'm excited to be out in Nevada for Labor Day weekend, so I'm looking forward to connecting with this individual. It just has a heart of gold, and his understanding of our compensation plan and walking us through how a new associate can make money and a clear path. That's what I love about this business, is that we have a clear path of hitting whatever income level you desire. It's just, you got to put the activity ahead of that to make sure that that formula works. So I'm going to introduce my good friend, Mr. C.A. Murph.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Gotcha, sir.
All right. Now, if I can get this screen share to work okay, I'll be doing something. But let me just start by, for those of you who I haven't had the pleasure of meeting, just by quickly giving you my background. So I'm originally out of the Michigan market. I was a former owner of seven Michigan corporations. I'm always proud to say that one of them continues to do millions of dollars a year. In fact, if you're familiar with the restaurant chain by the name of Buffalo Wild Wings, I was the gentleman that brought those to the Michigan market. I opened the first location in Michigan, followed by the second location in Michigan. I had the two largest in the chain nationally, two of the top five grossing. And while that may sound impressive, trust me, it did not take me long before I realized I didn't own the business owned me. And that can be cliche, but it certainly was apropos for what I was dealing with. You know, Mr. Ward talked about, you know, lifestyle. And, you know, we all have life, but style is how we choose to live it. And I was just totally stressed. And so I had an opportunity to sell the business. I sold and I moved out to San Diego. I got involved in the IT industry. I'm a Microsoft engineer, Microsoft certified trainer, was working during the day as an engineer. And then I was teaching over at National University, teaching others how to get their engineering certification. And I was blessed to be able to get back to the type of income I was used to between those two positions. I was blessed to be able to build my home from the ground up out in San Diego. In fact, when I went in for my annual review, they said, Murph, 25 is the highest you could score, and you scored a 25. Man, I left out of there feeling like $1 million, had that sense of job security, started buying a lot of furniture to fill up that new home that I had just built. Well, about 3 months went by, and they invited me back in that same office. And they said, Murph, business is taking a downturn. We're going to have to lay you off. And to say that things were tight would be an understatement. I mean, I was devastated. I had a brand new mortgage. I was driving a Mercedes at the time. I had all of the credit card debt from the furniture that I had been purchasing to fill up that new home. And it took me 6 long months before I could find another position as an engineer. And I remember going through that process and making a promise to myself that never again would I allow myself to be in a position where one person could control my financial future. So I had been praying for something. It's interesting. I tell people that sometimes what we're praying for doesn't show up in the gift wrapping that we would expect. And certainly that was the case for me with Legal Shield. Listen, I mean, I've been approached by the lotions, potions, vitamins, coffee, wine, travel, you name it, I'd always said no. And to be even more candid with you, I mean, in my arrogance or my ignorance or both, I used to look at people in this type of industry, you know, I had my nose in the air, I'm like, that's cute, but I run real businesses, right? That was my mindset at the time. But then as I did my research, what I found is that more millionaires have been created in this industry than any other industry. And then more specifically, when I looked at the cause, the mission that Legal Shield represented, I said, this is a cause that I could get behind. I mean, empowering individuals, families, and business owners, that's a noble cause. And I chose to listen to my mentors and coaches. And by doing that, within 6 months, I was able to reduce my teaching schedule from 4 nights a week down to 2 nights a week. Fast forward 16 months later, I was able to leave the engineering position that I had. And as of March of 2004, went from working 2 jobs to being job free over these last 16 years. So I'm telling you, you know, I'm always passionate anytime I have the opportunity to share with others what has been shared with me. So as I go into our training here, and let me see if I can get this right here. All right, boom. And let's see. Boom. Hopefully we'll be able to see those slides there. Give me a second. And boom. And hopefully that is on our screen. Okay. Should be up. And so as I talk about money, people will get nervous or kind of shut down. And I wanted to start by making sure that we all understand something that our founder, Mr. Stonecipher, used to say all of the time. He said, the person who wins the most in this transaction is the person who we empower with our membership. And so we can be looking for the bonuses that Mr. Ward was just talking about. We can be looking to fast start qualified. We can be looking to go senior director, executive director, or whatever. But never lose sight of the fact that the person who we empower with our services is who wins most. I'm sure, you know, when we talk about, you know, ring earners, let's look at, you know, Mr., you know, Dave Hawk, $200,000 income earner. When we do the edification, we mention the dollar amount often. And listen, I want us to all keep in mind that the money is a direct reflection of how many people he and his organization has been able to empower with these services. How many people he's been able to work with to help them grow a viable business. So yes, when we do the edification, we talk about the money. In fact, I remember Jim Rohn said that his mentor told him that he wants him to make $1 million, not for the money, but for the person that he would become in the process. And that's one of the things that is an ancillary benefit of working with Legal Shield, is the person that you become in the process. So I want us to keep in mind that having the complete protection really is what we want for the individual or for the family. I'm gonna share a story with you on why that's important. I just had a situation that personally happened. And so this is to my point of the person who wins the most is the person that we empower with the services. So at the beginning of this crisis breaking out across our country, in April, I was contacted by a creditor and they said, hey, listen, we don't know how long this is going to last. We have a COVID deferment program. And if you'd like to participate, we'll defer your payments for the next few months. And so I said, okay, great, set me up. So they sent me this, you know, confirmation on April the 10th. They said, hey, we've got you set up for the program. You're all good. So I'm like, okay, cool. Because cash flow is king, right? We understand that. And so if you notice here, these green boxes are, you know, perfect payments, but that yellow box is saying that I was 30 days late. Now, I wouldn't have known that this was reported, but my ID shield said, hey, you've got some alerts here that you need to take a look at. And so when I took a look at the alerts, that same creditor that said that I was set up for their deferment program had me delinquent and reported that to TransUnion. Not only did they report it to TransUnion, they reported it to Experian. So I'm like, wait a minute, I've got the documentation, same documentation I just showed you. I called them up and said, hey, listen, they set me up on this program. You know, this should not be registered as late. They said, well, sir, we can't take that over the phone. You have to submit a formal complaint with the documentation. So I did that. And so what they did is they did their research, and in the interim, my credit score went down 55 points. Now think about this. If you're trying to buy a home, trying to buy a car, if you're a business owner, in the contracts that you sign with lease agreements, it says that if your credit score takes a significant impact, then they can adjust the interest rate that they're charging you on the leases. So this is important. I mean, your insurance is determined by your credit score. So in the interim, I get this back from them saying, hey, we did our investigation. Everything has turned out valid. So now what do you do? First of all, I wouldn't have even known had I didn't have ID Shield that alerted me. Then I called them. They said, well, send in the written documentation. Then I write them and they're saying, nope, this is all, you know, valid. Well, because I was a member of Legal Shield, I was able to call, get the consultation, didn't get a bill for that. They wrote a 1-2-page letter on my behalf, didn't get a bill for that. Now, I want you to pay attention to the date of this letter. June the 9th is when they wrote on my behalf to these credit bureaus and to the lender in question. Well, 30 days later to the date, July the 9th, I get a letter back saying, oh, our mistake, we're sorry. We've contacted the credit bureaus, made sure that they knew that it was our mistake now. And that same day, July the 9th, my credit was restored. So family, we have the ability to get this type of protection to individuals, family, business owners, neighbors. Why wouldn't we want to share this information? So now let's talk about the type of income that's on the table when you do share this information, and never lose sight that the person that we empower is the person that wins the most. Now look, if you've been around Legal Shield for any length of time, you signed up people and they may have told you, I'm gonna be your next superstar. They didn't do anything. Then we got people that come along and they do a little bit, you know, they go through the process of trying to share this information. Some even earn their $100 bonus. And so the training that I'm going to give you today, the 3 Steps to 3,000, is designed to help you get all of the bonuses that are on the table for us and allow for us to focus on that core rank, which is manager. So not only do we get that manager position down pat, we understand it, but then we start to duplicate that process. Now, Mr. Hall has already talked to you about the fast start, right? So we know that if, let's say, for example, we help two people with that 5490 plan, which covers the family for the legal and the identity theft, and then at least one of those two people say, hey, I want to work with you on this program. And we do that within our first 20 days and take one of the online Fast Start classes that are pretty much available any and every day of the week. You take that class, you do that within your first 20 days, you earn a $100 bonus and your sponsor earns a $100 bonus. Now look, we can look at this because it's about packaging, right? Marketing. We can say, hey, listen, if you'd like to start your business for free, the company will give you a $100 rebate. All you need to do is fast start qualify. And they'll give you back your $99 investment with a dollar added to it, right? Because if they get the bonus, it's going to be $100. It's all about how we look at this. So let's look at what we did. We were brand new. We went out. We shared this information. The family says, you know what? I don't have my will done. I need to get that in place. They enroll, you get $110 in commission. Now, I know that we have Nevada, which gets paid even more. So just know that it's even more in Nevada. But we've got Colorado and Utah here today and other states that are represented. And so we got $110 commission. Now, we help someone else. And that person says, not only do I need this service to protect me and my family, but I know other people that could benefit this from this as well. And I want to work with you on this project. So you've helped two people with that 5490 plan. And we've just earned $110 for each one of those. And we've taken the class online. the Fast Start class. So now we've just earned $320 from a $99 investment. And that's just the first step. So think about any traditional business that, markets two widgets and now they're in profit mode. See, when people really understand our business model, that's why we are excelling through, I mean, just blowing, think about this. In June, we were up 52%. July that we just closed, we're up 55% over July of 2019, despite what's going on with this crisis, because people need our services. The person that wins the most is the person that we empower with our services. So now, what's our second step on these three steps to 3,000? So we just simply find two other people that are open to earning income while helping and empowering others. And then we just teach them how to do what we just did on our first step. And what did we do? We helped two people with that 5490 plan, and at least one of them decided that they wanted to work with us on the project. We took our Fast Start class online within our first 20 days, and that's what we did. So we teach three people how to do that. So now we've marketed six more of those memberships, which takes care of the 400 in premium that we need. Now listen, if you're someone that for whatever reason, everybody you know is allergic to extra income, hey, for whatever reason, you can still do step one by just helping four people yourself that you've signed up with that 5490 plan. You can still do step two, sign up four more people with that 5490 plan. But the easiest way to do this, the way that's going to create leverage for you so that you don't just trade time for money and have a job, but really maximize the opportunity that's available, is you help those people do what you just did. And now you earn a $750 bonus, and you can do this as fast as you want. Listen, the company says do it within your first 30 to 45 days. And I say 30 to 45 because we don't want you waiting to the 44th day like we do with term papers. Everything gets done at the last minute. Some credit card doesn't go through or address is wrong. And now you've messed up your bonus. So let's think 30 to 45 days. But we've got people just doing this in their first 4 to 5 days or the first couple of weeks because of coworkers, right? The same coworkers that we used to congregate around the water cooler or maybe went out to lunch with, well, they're working from home now. All you have to do is tell them, man, you've got to see what I just saw. Use one of the type of approach that Mr. Ward just went over with you or the approach that I'm going to share with you. The bottom line is just approach people. So when you get that $750 bonus, your sponsor, whether that sponsor is an associate, senior associate, it doesn't matter. They're going to get a $500 bonus for helping you get that done. The senior director, they're going to get a $100 bonus. The executive director, they're going to get $150. And if they happen to be the, let's say there was the executive director, there's no senior associate, senior director in between them, and they were your sponsor, that's a $750 matching bonus that they can earn. So listen, that's the type of income that's on the table. And this is what I don't want anyone to miss. Nobody is breaking any records here. They just did in step two what you did in step one. Help two people with that 5490 plan, and at least one of them said, yes, I want to work with you on this project. That's it. Let's not complicate this. Let's duplicate this. Not complicate, but duplicate. Right? And so now when we help them do that, six times our $22 override, we've just earned $132. And we helped them do that within their first 20 days and took the Fast Start class. Now, when Mr. Hall went over the slides there, corporate just had not updated that slide from 45 days to 20. So let's make sure that we are all on the same page. It's within your first 20 days, okay? Let me make sure I'm clear. Within your first 20 days. So we helped them do that within their first 20 days. So they got their $100 Fast Start bonus. You get a $100 matching bonus, and that's times three. So that's $300. And remember, you got $750 for doing it within your first 30 to 45 days. Now, that's $1,182 plus the $320 that you earned from step one. So you're at $1,500 from a $99 investment. That is called a good return on investment. Now, let's look at how the team premium, and I'm emphasizing team, right? Together, everyone achieves more if everyone just does their part. So you initially just marketed two of those 5490 plans. That's how you got your first promotion. So you contributed 110 in premium, but you also taught each one of those three people how to do the same thing. So that is 110 times three, which is the 330. How much do you need to go manager? 400. What is your premium? 440. So you've got it done. Listen, when we help people duplicate, everything becomes easier. And then when they announced this, the senior manager bonus on July the 11th, and man, we are prayerful that this is going to stay. And the way that we can get them to make it stay is by us taking advantage of it, right? And it says that now we just turn around and help those three people that we just showed how to do step one. We just turn around and help them understand how to do step two, go manager. That's it. So again, we get a $750 bonus for doing that in our first 90 days. That's step three. So it's all about duplication. Just teaching them how to do what you did in step one, which was two people with the 5490 plan, at least one of them came on board. Then step two, you brought two more people into your agency and helped those three people just go out and do two and one. Now, we just help those three people do what you did in step one and two. Create three legs that each do two and one. And what does that look like? Six memberships that have just gone through each one of those legs. Three times six is 18. 18 times the $22 override that you would get is $396. We help them do this within their first 30 to 45 days. And so now we've got matching bonuses on each one of them. What is that? That's 500 times three. That's $1,500. What did we just earn? $1,896. Plus steps one and two, which is $3,398. Can we call it $3,400? Yeah, I know I said three steps to 3,000, but you know, that's more catchy than 3,398. So here's what I want us to understand. Let's say it took us 2 months to do that. So, and we didn't break any records. Remember the first month we just helped two people with that 5490 plan and at least one of them came on board. Let's say the second month you did the exact same thing. You just helped two people with that 5490 plan, at least one of them came on board. So now you've contributed 220 in premium. Total of what? Just four memberships. You've helped those three organizations go manager. So each one of them did at least 440 times three, which is 1320. How much does it take to go senior manager? 1350. What do you have? 1540. Did you get it done? Yes. And as long as we do that within our first 90 days, we get a $750 bonus. Now listen, Mr. Ward talked about the hemp, how to, you know, invite people. We can just use simple phrases, right? Are you open to earning more income from home? At this point, we've got parents who are now faced with decisions on whether they're going to homeschool or not. So if they are going to be home, it makes sense that they need to earn money from home, right? So all of these things, and look, we're not taking advantage of the situation. It is a situation that we now have an answer for. It's just like the reason that our services, the demand for them are up is because people need what we have, just like they're going to need a way to earn some extra income from home. And then, you know, this is a non-threatening way to get them to take a look. Hey, listen, I'm not concerned with whether or not you get the services, but as my neighbor, as my sister, as my cousin, whoever it is, fill in the blank, I am concerned that you know that these services exist. When you hear the story that Mr. Hall is about to share with you, and you knew that you had the ability to at least let someone know about the services and didn't, ask yourself after you hear this incredible story, how you would feel. So that's why I would look, our job is to get them in front of the information, not to make them sign up or twist their arm, but we want to at least make sure that we're the ones that share that information. And then here's if you're dealing with any resistance, and this was out of frustration, I just got to be honest with you. You know, we as sponsors, as leaders, we work with new associates to help them get the information in front of people that they know. And I'm amazed at how challenging some people make this. I'm like, wait a minute, this is your friend, right? This is your cousin, right? So then just look, versus them making you feel awkward, if they said that they would watch the information, again, using the if I would you that Mr. Ward just went over with you, right? You asked for their permission to send them the information and they said that they would take a look. So if you're following up and they haven't looked at it, you can say, wait a minute, as my friend, as my cousin, you give me 30 minutes, right? And look at them crazy, right? Because look, guys, I don't know how to be a fake friend. If my friend asked me to look at something and told me it was gonna take 30 minutes and gave me the courtesy of not, you know, scheduling it, if I told them, yeah, I could watch it in a couple of days, okay then. So let's not let them make your business seem weird. And then the second thing is, let's say that you followed up with them once and they haven't looked at it. When you follow up with them the second time and they still haven't, because look, we all get busy, I get that. But the second time, you can just say, hey, listen, our relationship is what's most important. So, you know, please don't let this get weird. Just say, don't let this get weird. You did say that you would look at the information though, right? And give them that, right? Because you're confused. They said that they were gonna look at it. You're just following up on what they said. And then you can say, look, at the very least, you'd agree that you have to look at the information to know whether or not you have an interest, right? At the very least, you may know some people that we can help. And when we bring it in that to that type of perspective, we understand that really it's just about having them look at the information. Now, I always say that there's two types of associates. You're inside of your 90 days that you can get the different bonuses, or you're outside. And we want you focused on the Performance Club. And I do apologize because it was my mistake. I neglected to have Miss Pamela Gray, who's been in the Performance Club for 28 months. And she texts me, she's like, I didn't see my name. I'm like, how did that happen? So when I make a mistake, I do apologize. So Miss Gray, and she's part of my organization as well, 28 months in the Performance Club. But just know that, and I'm going to talk about the Performance Club Pro for time's sake. So 120 in premium and one new business partner, or 180 in premium. So, I mean, think about that. That's four of those 5490 plans that, let's say we did a plan a week. Think about that. It's not like we're asking people to break any records. Their second month on, they're going to get $100. The 12th month on, $300. The 24th month on, up to $500. That's huge. And they're doing it for themselves. But when they think about the PC for life, what they've offered us with that, and Mr. Hall eloquently went through this. I mean, as a platinum, $525, when he helps someone else, gets a $100 bonus. If he had 10 people that he helped them do that, that's $5,250. So that's the money that's on the table for us. I didn't even get into the builder bonuses and all of the other things that are available. Listen, it is my honor to introduce to some, present to others, a gentleman I've known over the last 18 years. I've watched him pour his heart and soul into Legal Shield, leading caravans of people from the Utah market all the way to California on a monthly basis for a 2-3 day event. again, that's leadership, just taking that care. Think about it. It's hard enough for us sometimes to get people to a Super Saturday. Here, this gentleman was directing caravans to come and get the information. Because of that type of dedication, this gentleman is a $200,000 a year income earner. Remember what I said about that, right? He and his organization have just, I mean, you heard earlier some of the testimonies, 4 months to $50,000. Listen, family, corporate understands what this gentleman brings to the table as the network vice president, not just for Utah, but also for Nevada and for Colorado. It is my honor to bring to the stage none other than Mr. Dave Hall. Because I'm happy, clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy, clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy, clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy, clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. I know you don't want me to get up and dance with that. I know you don't want to. But, hey, I really appreciate that introduction. And let me just say, you guys, I have loved this event. This has been so much fun to do this regional event. I hope you guys are getting as much out of this as I am. And there are so many people behind the scenes that have pulled this off. I'm looking at our audio video guy, Mr. Mitra. I look at some of the other Millionaire Club members, see Mr. Ace Farron here, that is more than qualified to carry the whole show as a guest speaker. I even see out-of-state silver executive director. What, Mr. Jason Pollock, what the heck are you doing on he ain't even in these three states. I see him sneaking over here watching our webinar and stuff like that. Now, why do I see this? Let me tell you. I'm always looking for the next person that I'm like, man, I really need to pour into this person. I really need to help this person. And so, you know, everyone in my team in these three states got an invite to be on here. And if you think for 1 second that your leaders aren't checking that list of who's plugged in, you're kidding yourself. I'm checking that list. I'm saying, all right, who really wants to make this business work and who's just casual about it? And I get it. There's some people that just had something they couldn't make it on here. But I scan that list every 30 minutes or so and just I'm looking and saying, hey, look, who are my future leaders? Are they plugged in? You know, Mr. Murph mentioned that he met me down in Southern California. When I joined Legal Shield 20 years ago, there were no events in Utah. There were no briefings, no trainings, no Super Saturdays, nothing. I found out the closest event was Southern California. It was almost a 13-hour drive one direction. And I made the commitment to be there every single month. And so my very first one, I drove by myself. I just got my car and drove 13 hours to Southern California. And I sat there and watched people that figured out this business already. Now, remember, I had already tried four home-based businesses. I failed miserably at all four of them. I got in Legal Shield. And I know some of you think, oh, well, you know, you just took off and went right to the top. I got news for you. I went out and picked the low fruit on the tree right out of the beginning. Made a little bit of money, but then I hit a brick wall. I went for four solid months, no recruits, no sales, no nothing. I couldn't give away a membership. I know nobody on this webinar is dealing with that or ever had to deal with that, but I struggled. I couldn't figure it out. And I knew that other people were making a lot of money. We're selling the same product. We have the same compensation plan, same company. Why am I struggling and they're making money? I realized the only variable was me. And when I found out it was only 13-hour drive one way to go learn from people who'd figured it out, I said, I'm going to be there. So I went down there and let me tell you, the first 16 people that I recruited into Legal Shield never sold a membership and quit the business. The first 16. Like, I was such a crappy sponsor. I was a horrible sponsor. If you're one of those people going, man, I've sponsored people, they keep quitting.
That was my story. Do not steal my story. That is my story. Everybody quit the business. I didn't understand servant leadership. I didn't understand learning to love my team. And I had to leave. I had to go out of state and figure this out. And I came back in the next month. I took four other people in my car. I had five people in a salvaged title Geo Metro. We drove to Southern California and went through the training. And then they bought a bunch of tickets. And the next month we had numerous carloads of people headed down there. And then the next month we had even a bigger group. And the next month, a bigger group. And I did that for almost 2 years. And the last one that I went to, we had 17 carloads. We had 131 people willing to drive through the night, 13 hours. To be there for that training. And I started doing the math on what we were all paying for food, gas, hotels to get everyone there for these events. And I'm like, we're thousands and thousands of dollars. Why don't we just spend the money to bring one person up to Utah? And again, I didn't have any titles. Corporate hadn't called me and said, you're the blankety blank regional director, networking vice president. I'd had no title. But I just chose to start doing Super Saturdays because nobody in the state was doing them at the time. And, you know, bam, you know, it's kind of just grown from there. And just fortunate to have an incredible team. But there's a learning process. If you're in that learning process, you're just in that learning process. Hang in there. Both Mr. Ward and Mr. Murph talked about the importance of the membership. This next clip I'm going to share with you, I want to lay the foundation for it. I was out camping a couple weeks ago in the mountains, and I ran into one of my customers that's had the membership, I'm going to 10 plus years or something like that. And he told me a story. He's like, Dave, Legal Shield saved my life. Like, and he broke down, he got very emotional. And he told me a story about him using the service. And I mean, tears coming out of his eyes. He's like, thank you, thank you, thank you for introducing me to Legal Shield. And I said, man, I would love to get you on a Super Saturday someday. And he's like, man, I work Saturday. So he's like, that makes it really hard. I said, would you mind if I just recorded you sometime sharing your story? And then I could share it and have it as a recording. He goes, I'd be happy to do that. So this next few minutes is just going to be a recording that I did just a few days ago while I was up at a retreat with my wife, just a getaway. Me and my wife, just a little getaway. And I'm like, you know, I need to record that. So I contacted him and said, hey, can we record that, since I knew it was his day off? And he said, yeah, we can go ahead and do that. So I'm going to pull that up and share that with you guys right now. Boom. So with that said, let's roll that video. All right. Welcome, Legal Shield family. This is Dave Hall, and I am up in the mountains on vacation. That's why the casual attire. But while I was on my vacation, I wanted to record this because our guest that I'm going to be talking to today would not be available come Super Saturday this weekend. And I really wanted you guys to hear his story. It's pretty powerful. And so we're going to be joined by a good friend of mine and a Legal Shield member. Just sit back and enjoy the next few minutes while we interview him a little bit. And Land, I'm going to start off, if you don't mind, just by asking you to share a little bit about your background and how long you've been a Legal Shield member and how you were introduced to Legal Shield, if that's okay.
Well, not a problem. I'll be honest with you, I've lost track of how many years I've been a Legal Shield member. I know it's been at least six. Because 6 years ago, I left my career in academics, education, and I became a truck driver. Worked over the road for several years. and then settled here two and a half years ago in the Salt Lake City area, where I haul crude oil now for Pilot Flying J.
Wonderful. And a little over a year ago, there was a tragic accident. I remember seeing this accident on the news and seeing it in the news. And at the time, they didn't mention the name of the driver, or maybe I didn't log it in. I just remember seeing it on the news. I don't think they mentioned any names, though. But I remember seeing that, and I just thought, oh, my gosh, how horrible. I had no idea that it was actually someone I knew that was involved in that. Could you take us? I know that, you know, this isn't really easy to, for you to do, and you've really kept it under wraps for the last year. And just recently, you kind of shared this story a little bit publicly. But would you be okay to take us back to that day and talk to us a little bit about what happened?
You bet I can. And you're right. My name wasn't disclosed, only the name of the deceased. But here's the background story. I was on my way out to the oil fields, and a young man in his early 20s ran through a stop sign, not far from where I think you might actually be on vacation, to tell you the truth. Came right out on a side road onto a two-lane U.S. highway, didn't even slow down. And I got to tell you, Dave, I tell people, when you're around a truck, the number one thing you need to remember, yield the right of way. If my bumper's 1 inch ahead of yours, I'm in front of you. You wouldn't try to race around a train.
Real quick, you use the word truck. If you're ahead of a truck, I know what you drive, because I actually met you about a week ago out at a truck stop, literally way out in eastern Utah, and I saw the rig you're driving. Describe to them a little, when you say a truck, describe to them weights and sizes, because they might be thinking pickup truck, like a Toyota Tundra or something like that. Describe what you mean when you say a truck.
Well, my truck is a 550 horsepower diesel driven, double tanker, 36 wheel oil cargo holder, and fully loaded, I weigh just under 130,000 pounds.
Wow.
There's no stopping that vehicle once it's rolling. We're pretty safe with them. Rarely do drivers actually have problems. In all the roadways, the driver of a commercial motor vehicle is probably going to be the safest one. And in most accidents, if you look at the FMCSA, most of the time it's a passenger vehicle that does something reckless around the vehicle. We do this for a living, and we take it very seriously, and the penalties are pretty severe for us if we do something wrong. Pretty stiff ones. But my vehicle that you saw is 90 feet long, 36 wheels, double tanker filled with crude oil, and it's a heavy beast. It's a train. It's a train on wheels.
So take us back to that day. Describe to us, you know, what happened, how fast it happened, and then what happened afterwards.
Well, I can tell you how fast it happened, because I got to look at the dash camera when I finally got the courage. 4 seconds. It was 4 seconds from the moment that vehicle entered my peripheral vision to the moment we made impact. And I got to tell you, Dave, I honestly had no memory of what happened. It was peripheral vision. It was a feeling of dread. Dave, all I remembered was I felt anxiety, fear, and my foot on the brake. 2 seconds before impact, it was too late to do anything. 1 second before impact, he was right through the stop sign. And that is all that I remembered. Next thing I knew, I'm being thrown from my seat, almost out my own passenger front glass on the side. My hood is all dented up. I had this terrible sensation. Whoever's right in front of me right now is probably not going to make it. You know, you do your standards, and we had our training. Secure the vehicle, shut down the engine, look for fire. That was all I had time to do. Grab my stuff. I got out of the way, because I know crowds can get restless, and crowds were already forming. First thing I did after I got out of the truck was I contacted my dispatch and advised them where I was and what had happened. Second thing I did was I called my legal shield attorney.
What time of the day was this?
7:40 at night on a Saturday.
Man, and you had the ability to get in touch with an attorney on a Saturday night at almost 8 o'clock at night.
An attorney on a Saturday night, and I knew the seriousness of it too, because I've driven enough, I've seen enough accidents. I gotta tell you, I knew that fellow wasn't gonna survive. And I knew that I was in a really serious legal problem at the moment, because that could have been my career, my life, time in jail. Fortunately, I was exonerated by the dash cam. Dash cam recorded everything, and once they saw it, I had not reached for my cell phone. I had not taken my eyes off the road. I didn't even reach for the radio. I was scanning ahead. There was just no time to react. And that saved me. But the attorney, Tracy, not only was he there for me to advise me and tell me, first of all, you're not lying, but you don't remember. He was right about that. I did not remember what I'd seen. He was there to buffer me from the police because I did have to identify myself, give out my, my identification. I didn't know who I was. There are some minimum things you do have to comply with. But the most important thing that I remember about this for me personally, because I expected good legal service and I got it, Tracy heard a change in my voice. There was an altercation with some of the crowd that had gathered around. I had to go back to the truck to turn the key to the on position in order to upload my dash camera to my supervisor. And when that happened, someone panicked, misinterpreted, and thought that I was trying to turn on the engine. Well, I got surrounded and I ended up locked back in my truck and had to be escorted back out by the police to the safe location again. I called my attorney back because I'd been interrupted. And he heard a change in my voice, and he advised me of that. He said, "Land, you've got to get into the. Something's wrong. You don't sound like the same person." And I hadn't realized it, but he heard it. But I'd gone into tachycardia, and I was on the edge of stroke, and my blood pressure had sailed to 200 plus over I don't know what, but my normal blood pressure is 110 over 70. It probably saved my life. So not only was he there to keep me calm, advise me as I needed it. But literally, Dave, this, in my particular case, I could have ended up really, really wounded if Tracy hadn't been there and just really in tune with what he was hearing. It literally saved my life.
Man, I imagine that peace of mind of being able to deal with an attorney, have your attorney on the phone while law enforcement is doing their job and doing the investigation and everything, knowing what to say and what not to say, was very, very comforting.
It didn't end there, actually. Remember, by the time they finally got me to the hospital, I was taken into custody and I was read my rights. There I am in a hospital, my pants cut off, I did nothing but my underwear. An investigator comes in and starts reading me the Miranda rights. And my supervisor was there also. And by then they understand I'm a little bit better prepared than most people would have been. I just said to him, "I totally respect your right to question me. All I ask is that I contact my attorney." And he closed his book and he said, "I understand. I respect your rights." And that was the end of the questioning, literally.
And you could confidently say that because you didn't need to worry about, do I know an attorney? Who would I call on a Saturday night? I mean, you can't call any law firm because nobody's going to answer the phone on a Saturday night. At this time, it's not 8 o'clock. It's probably 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Well, I was there almost all night. So I was there pretty late. I tell you, that, you know, in situations like that, I wouldn't have even known where to contact a bail bondsman if they take me in. But years ago when I got into this, I mean, you actually, Dave, you were the first one I saw the legal show presentation from. And I teased you a little bit and I said, I bought it anyway. But I saw the value immediately. And so I got the personal plan, which is what I needed that day, the 24-hour access to an attorney in an emergency. And when I went into over-the-road trucking, I added my CDL plan. Because I knew there was always a possibility there could be a risk I could be subject to some kind of a legal charge even if it's just somebody else doing something stupid. So I was prepared, even more than people expected, but that assurance of knowing for the longest time. And it was other minor things in my life that had happened, little trivial things that they were always there. So frankly, when I had that accident, number one, I didn't have to question whether or not they'd be there for me. They had always been there for me, for anything that I needed. And I knew I was with the best. And that card was always with me. And I'd rehearsed it in my mind a few times when I'd had some close calls or seen other people have accidents. But that one, people were really surprised. I was described as someone unusually well prepared for a trauma like that. And I would not have gotten through it. People shielded. No way I would have gotten through that.
So Land, you took a full year before you came out and decided to share this publicly with everybody. Why was it that you took a full year before you kind of let people know that serious accident, that was me?
Well, they've honestly, most of it had to do with the family. Young man passed away, and I knew they'd need some time to heal. The mother of that young man actually contacted me a few months later, and we had a good conversation, and she understood that I wasn't at fault. And she wished me well. And frankly, it was the 1 year anniversary. I have coworkers who knew that man and his family because it happened right here in Salt Lake. I wanted everybody else to have some time. Frankly, I need a little bit of time too before I said anything.
So what would you say to the people out there? They're aware of Legal Shield. They look at it and they're a lot like I was before I had a Legal Shield membership. We think I'm not in trouble with the law. I don't do anything wrong. I'm a good person. I go to church. I don't ever have legal problems. What advice would you give to those people that think Legal Shield is just not something I'll ever use?
Well, for me, it's as straightforward as you've got car insurance. You don't actually expect to be in an accident. You've got homeowners insurance. There's a lot of things that we do for the what ifs. I mean, you've got a few extra dollars in the bank, I hope, just in case something happens and you get sick and have to take 2 weeks off of work. It's just a matter of being prepared. And for the cost, the risks that you face out there, this was a no-brainer for me from the very beginning. We're talking a very minimal cost, and you never expect someone's going to run a stop sign right out from your truck. You never expect that, frankly, a year later, you're going to get a bill from the ambulance company. It should have been paid for. Legal Shield is taking care of that, too. They're still here for me to this day on this issue. All I can tell people is, it's hard to explain to people the obviousness of it, because it was obvious to me from the very beginning. So I don't know what to say without being condescending, except to share my experience.
Yeah.
You never know when something's going to happen. If I had so much as looked down to the radio in the split second before that happened, if I had drifted out of the lane, if I had done anything, I could have been liable. I could have been facing literally homicide charges or manslaughter charges or negligence charges. And I knew that all those things would have been covered, but you still never want to go through them. I won't get into politics, but the things are getting a little bit more dangerous for truck drivers, frankly, for anybody who just drives a car. There's some volatile times that we're going through. You never know when someone's going to create a problem for you. So you say, I'm a nice guy, I go to church, I'm not in trouble. There's a lot of people out there that make some big mistakes, and there's some malicious ones out there too.
Yeah, wow. Powerful story, Land. I really appreciate you taking some of your time out of your busy schedule to share that with us. I know there's a lot of people out there that need to hear this story, and your time is very valuable. But thank you very much for being our guest and sharing that story today. And again, we wish you the best of luck in whatever happens in the future with you. You're a great guy. I love hanging out with you and consider you a good friend. So thank you very much for sharing that today.
Talk to you later, Dave.
All right.
All righty.
That is why we're in Legal Shield. Do you think he'll ever cancel that membership? I'm still being paid today. It's probably 10, 12 years since he got his membership. I still get a royalty every single month. He'll never be without it. Never be without it. The lady who shared this with me over 20 years ago gets compensated every single month because she shared it with me, and I'll never be without it. You know, Chris and Murph talked about it. We talked about the importance of this membership. I went out there and I burned through my warm market really quick, really quick. The difference is 20 years ago, I had to come to your house with a VHS videotape, sit down in your living room, hit play and watch it with you. And I had to have you and your spouse there, because if I only had one of you, I knew what the answer was every single time. Oh, that's interesting. I need to talk to my wife. Okay, I never got a sale unless they were both there. That's what had to happen 20 years ago. And yet our second year in the business, we still made a six-figure income. I'm watching people do today, first 4 months, $50,000 in income. You guys, my first 4 months in the business, I hadn't had anybody on my team sell a membership yet. I was the only one that had sold one. And I got people that are over $50,000 in income. And then I got people above them that brought them in. They just picked up a $16,000 bonus check for bringing in someone who's out there marketing a lot of memberships. What we have today is so much better than anything that we ever had before. But you don't need to be a superstar. I wasn't a superstar. I've got people on my team. Those of you that saw Nicole, come on. Does she look like Tony Robbins? Does she look like Zig Ziglar? Does she look like some high-priced car salesman that's out there that you're like, oh my gosh, I would never want to debate that person. They could tongue tie you so quick. No. Guys, we've got a valuable membership that sells itself. We just have to plant more seeds, plant more seeds, plant more seeds. 20 years ago, I went through my warm market and then I hit this, boom, this glass ceiling. Like, who do I talk to next? And what I did was I went to enough trainings. I was on enough events like this that I figured out how to always keep talking to people. Chris Ward talked about, you know, Mr. Dave Savula, the 3-foot rule. I just started meeting people out and about. I joined some clubs. Today, some of the clubs that I joined, they're on social media. So like I'm in two different ATV clubs. Anyone that knows me knows I love four-wheeling, okay? So I'm in two different ATV clubs. Guess what? I not only meet them when we go riding together, but I chat with them on social media. I make friends with them. And next thing you know, they see that I'm out riding somewhere else, not with the club. They're like, oh my gosh, Dave, where were you this weekend? That's so beautiful. Oh, I was out with some of my business partners. Oh, your business partners? What do you do? If I would you. Chris Ward's training. Do I pressure them? Do I guilt them? No. I share it. If they like it, great. If they don't, I planted the seed. Sometimes I harvest those seeds in a week. Sometimes in months. Sometimes in years. But I just keep planting seeds. And it just keeps growing and growing and growing. So I'm going to show you what the byproduct of that is. And please take this the right way, because I know there's people out there that think, oh, well, you must come from a sales background. You must have gone through some extensive sales. No, guys, I did manual labor jobs. Pizza delivery, construction, furniture mover, pest control. You name the manual jobs, I've done them. Things where you work with your muscles and stuff like that, not with your mouth, not with your brain. That's the kind of things I did up until the age of 28. And then I got started and I failed miserably at the beginning. But I hung around until I learned how to do it. And if you're in that cycle right now, you're just learning. And it's okay. Look at my mom. My mom makes a six-figure income in this business. But she started in that learning cycle in her 60s. Millionaire club member today. Because you had to learn. We're all in that phase, at a different phase. So let me show you. Do. Okay, we just watched that video. So now I just screenshotted this morning performance club. You need $180 in premium to be in Performance Club Pro. So I'm $199. So I'm $19 over what I need for Performance Club. Now, if you go look at my Facebook posts, you see, what has Mr. Hall done in August so far? First week of August, I was with my family at a family reunion down in St. George, Utah. Go watch the videos of the things that we did down there. Okay? I was on vacation, family reunion. Got home from that for a couple days. Then me and my wife were like, oh my gosh, school starts next week. We really haven't had a lot of time for just us. Why don't we take off for a few days? So we rented a cabin up in the mountains. That's where that video was filmed with land. And I took off again on a second vacation. Came back yesterday from that vacation. And we already have Performance Club taking care of the first half of the month. Guys, I fit Legal Shield in around a lot of vacations, a lot of playing. For those of you that like, oh, I have a job, that's my excuse. Oh, I'm raising children, that's my excuse. Guys, I'm raising 8 kids. I don't have a job, but I do a lot of vacations. That's like 40 hours a week. I had to fit this in around 2 jobs at the beginning also. You can still plant seeds while you have a job. You can still meet people. You can meet people live and you can meet people online. Right now, I'm meeting a lot of people online. All my social clubs, I'm in the Chamber of Commerce and in a B&I group. Guess what? We just meet online now. I've had to pivot a little bit and learn how to do a new skill. And that is how to plant seeds online. But with the seeds I'm planting, I harvest enough that Performance Club Pro is taking care of the first half of the month. Now I can focus the second half of the month on who on my team do I need to help get to executive director? Who do I need to help pick up a big bonus? When you just focus on these little things, let me show you what happens. Keep in mind, 20 years ago, we didn't have Performance Club. When I joined, there were no car allowances. There were no company trips. There were no builder bonuses. And I looked at it and said, oh my gosh, this is the best chance for my family to get out of poverty that has ever come across my plate, even though I've already failed 4 times at other companies. With none of those perks or bonuses. Oh my gosh, you did not want to see the compensation plan 20 years ago. It was horrible. I see a few people on here that can remember that. George Wilkinson and Ace Fair. There might be a few other veterans that have been here 20 years ago. I don't know everybody's name, but we remember how bad the compensation plan. If you ask any one of them, would you rather have that compensation plan or the one today? There ain't a person in the company that says I'd rather have what we had 20 years ago because we didn't have any of these things. They came out with the builder bonus end of last quarter, January of this year. That was just a bonus. That was just a bonus that I'd never gotten before that was just on top of what we were already doing. We're already making a good income. And they said, oh, by the way, if you continue to help people on your team, again, this only comes from helping people on your team. If you continue to help people on your team that don't have an executive director between you and them, we're going to give you a bonus. We'll match the premium that you guys write. All of a sudden, I'm like calling people. How can I serve you? How can I serve you? Can I do a PBR for you? Can I do a web presentation for you? Can I take your friends to lunch? How can I serve you? That twist in philosophy of, oh my gosh, I've got to serve more people that don't have an exec that's helping them. I got to reach down and grab all those little people. Nobody above me was ever reaching down to grab me 20 years ago. That philosophy, all of a sudden they dump an extra $24,000 in January. Then January, February, March, and April, okay, $7,400. It wasn't as good. You know why? Because we broke some new executive directors that first quarter. And now they get the builder bonus. So now I got to go find new people that I didn't know before and I got to help them. And while I was building this, I found RJ. And so then the next builder bonus was that one because RJ led me to Nicole. And because RJ and Nicole's teams were blowing up, the company threw an extra almost $29,000 in. So just three, those three bonuses there alone, you're what? Over $60,000 in bonuses on top of the performance club checks, the commissions, the overrides, the renewal income, and everything else like that. And yet, can you believe it, that at the beginning of my business, I went 4 solid months, I couldn't give away a membership. I could not convince anybody to buy this stinking plan. But here's what I made a promise to myself. Never quit. Never freaking quit. Get better tomorrow than you are today. You're on this event. You're better today than you were yesterday. Just from hearing these stories, just from learning from these people, you're a better Legal Shield associate. Get better tomorrow. Do a little bit. We don't need superstars. Do a little bit between today and tomorrow. Get a little bit better the next day. If you were the person that 20 years ago showed up at my house and said, Dave, watch this video, I would have watched the video. Today, I'd be on your team. Today, this kind of stuff would be growing underneath you. The person who brought me into this business 20 years ago has not called me once with training, advice, support, mentoring, coaching, nothing. And I love her because she gave me birth into this business. She gave me a chance to get out of poverty. She owes me nothing other than she gave me a chance. Your sponsor owes you nothing. Your upline exec owes you nothing. There's a lot of them looking for you. They want to help you. We now give them incentives to come find you and help you because they get a bonus based on all the production that happens. Have you reached out to them and let them know you're 100% sold out? When they look at the Super Saturday webinar list of everybody there, is your name always there? At the weekly business briefing, when they look on the webinar list and see who's attending the business briefing, is your name always there? Are you committed to never quitting this business? If that's the case, they'll find you. Maybe in the past that wasn't the case, but you can change that today. You can make that commitment today that it changes today. They will find you. You will become that person that starts looking for your leaders. You identify the people on your team that you know this leader is going to take me to the next level. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our Super Saturday today. I'm so excited about the future. Don't get me wrong. The last 20 years have been pretty darn good to my family. But I lose sleep thinking about the next five. The next 5 years in this business. And what's going to happen to those of us to stick around and enjoy the ride? It's going to get ridiculous. Now, each of our states are going to have different events next month. So Nevada will have an event, Colorado will have an event, Utah will have an event. And the leaders will get with you and let you know the dates and times and places and stuff like that. All I can say is these are amazing human beings. I absolutely love these leaders, the regional directors that run the states, and I can't thank them enough for what they do and the time that they put into this business. Please, please, please follow their tutelage, their time that they spend investing in the marketplaces, and you guys is never compensated enough for what they do. But to all of you that joined our event, I had a great time. I hope you guys all had a great time. And with that said, thank you. My name's Dave Hall, but I am just getting started. We'll see you over the top.